Hey everyone, it's Lisa Morton here with this week's Ghost Report. This week saw the Easter celebration, so it's time to say trick or treat. Okay, in case you think maybe I am suffering from a little holiday derangement, look instead at Finland and Sweden, where they celebrate Easter with a tradition that is amazingly close to the American Halloween trick-or-treat. In many parts of Sweden and Finland, kids, mainly girls, get up on Easter Sunday and dress as witches, wrapping themselves in old clothes and painting freckles on their faces. The kids have already spent the week before gathering branches of pussy willows. The trees are budding at this time of year and are thought to represent the palm leaves from Christian Easter practice. The little girls then go from door to door offering their sprouting branches and a blessing for each household. In return, they receive chocolate eggs, which they collect in copper coffee pots. Now, this all stems from an old legend that says on the Thursday before Easter, witches flew to an island called Blockula, where the devil had a huge house and held gigantic revels. Blockula, which also had an endless meadow where those parties were held, could only be reached by magical means. Any man who might have accompanied the witches on their flight would be sent to sleep against a wall while the women and the devil had their fun. The party got started when the witches cut their finger to sign their name in the devil's book, and then they each got to feast with the horned one and sleep in really nice soft beds. On Easter Sunday, they would all fly back home. The Finnish and Swedish kids dressing as witches these days probably don't know much of this story, just like American trick-or-treaters don't know that they are being bought off from committing the vandalism that left many American cities reeling in the 1930s and led to trick-or-treat. But hey, who cares when you're getting chocolate Easter eggs, right? I hope your spring is full of budding things, and this is Lisa saying I will be back next week.